The first big test will come on March 24th with the student-led March for Our Lives, which already has registered more than 800 demonstrations in all 50 states and on 6 continents. Sorry, Antarctica. Y'all are gonna get shot, Caskey quips. The organizers plan to allow only young speakers to address the Washington March, and only artists under 24 can submit official poster designs. The march is meant to expand voter registration among like-minded members of the school shooting generation, the kids that grew up post-Columbine, who huddled behind barricades during active shooter drills and learned to tape construction paper over classroom windows. From there, the Parkland kids plan to make gun reform the central issue for young voters in the midterms. We're going to show these politicians that where we're coming from. That we're coming for them, says Hogg. Caskey is more ambitious. The world failed us, he says, and we're here to make a new one that's going to be easier on the next generation. If you're against that, then get out. The youth revolt is being planned in a donated office space in a strip mall next to a mediocre deli in a small town near Parkland. To get inside the 3 windowless rooms where the hashtag Never Again movement is headquartered, you have to knock 3 times on a locked glass door and then loudly identify yourself so the kids are sure you're not an armed stalker. They have received death threats. Inside the lair, there are boxes of March for Our Lives t-shirts and a bust of Robert F. Kennedy next to whiteboards with schedules of conference calls. On one wall, there's a collage of mail that runs the gamut from encouraging to obscene. An excerpt from one letter sent to 17-year-old Parkland organizer Delaney Tarr. Shut the heck up, you stupid expletive deleted. On another, there's a map of the U.S. where the teens have labeled the hundreds of sibling marches. A broom closet near the back bears a sheet of notebook paper that says Cameron Caskey's office, directly across from a tiny bathroom labeled Cameron Caskey's other office. Everything crackles with a sense of ferocious optimism. It feels like the last rehearsal of a high school musical, halftime at state championships, the final days of senior year. The kids stream in and out on no particular schedule, tumble to the floor to read their fan mail, twirl around on chairs while composing tweets, and crowd into a tiny conference room for calls with reporters or lawmakers. One day, they spent an afternoon making a video mocking NRA spokeswoman Lash. They called her the woman from the Super Beats commercial after digging up an old spot she did for a beet juice product. Another day, they met with Representative Ted Deutsch, a Florida Democrat who represents Parkland in Congress.